is that this is returning on Betty Shower. Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Shower, is S, S as in Sam, S-H-A-W-V-E-R, S-H-A-W-V, V as in Victor, E-R, Shower, date of birth, 12-2-1937, date of visit, 124-24. Please make a copy for Patricia Fredette, M.D. Fredette is F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. Fredette, Patricia. F as in Frank, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. Next paragraph. Dear Patricia, thank you for sending Betty Shower for evaluation. Thanks. His present illness. This is a 86-year-old female who has been short of breath with minimal activity. Has been previously told she has COPD and has been on inhalers to get some relief. The patient has been overweight and she's unable to ambulate much due to shortness of breath. And she has used a Stiolto Respi mat 2 puffs a day, and also on Montelukast 10 milligrams of HS. She has chest pains, wheezing, but has some leg swelling and denies any calf muscle pains. Cardiac evaluation was done, and the patient has been treated for hypertension and was also told that she has pulmonary hypertension. Period. There is no recent chest X-ray for review. Next paragraph, past history of patients. Past history has included history of diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension and chronic kidney disease stage 3. She has osteoporosis and history for basal cell carcinoma of the nose. It also has esophageal stricture and essential tremor and pulmonary hypertension and hypothyroidism and B12 deficiency. She's treated for rectal bleeding and glaucoma. Surgery also includes splenectomy in 1963. Cervical disc fusion and lumbar disc fusion following motor vehicle accident, and a cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, and appendectomy. She has had cataract surgery. Next, habits. The patient never smoked, but was exposed to secondhand smoke for over 20 years from her previous. I'm sorry, from her husband and from her parents. Next, she denies significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of old age and colon cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no weight loss fatigue, but has glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. And she has urinary frequency. And she has shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, but has constipation. She has chest pains and palpitations. And she has no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And no seizures, no headaches, but has memory loss and denies skin rash. Next, med list included Losartan 25 milligrams daily, Crestor 25 milligrams HS, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, Invokana 100 milligrams daily, Steorotrospimet 2 puffs daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams HS, Linzess 290 milligrams daily, Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, and eye drops. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, moderately obese, white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120/70. Pulse is 68, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 177, saturation 96, HENT, anencephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds for the periphery with occasional wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, mild peripheral edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic dyspnea with can you please change the chronic dyspnea period? Number two is hypertension with hypertensive cardiovascular disease. Number three is diabetes mellitus. Number four, chronic kidney disease, stage three. Number five is history of Christmas disease. And number six is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. And number seven is status post splenectomy. And let's see, number six is degenerative arthritis of the knees. Next, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level, complete metabolic profile. She will also be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. She was advised to go for a polysomnographic study. But she states she did have one more than 2 years ago, and we will get a copy of it. She will continue the steorotrospimet presently, 2 puffs daily, and use a Ventolin HFA inhaler as needed. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Copy of a 2D echocardiogram will be requested. And I'll make an addendum report at her next visit. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Patricia Fredette, MD, FREDETTE, Fredette, MD. Thank you.